Today we're going to talk about the election results for my podcast. I've been watching it closely since yesterday. Biden won California, which is why he still has a lead in the electoral votes, because he was able to pull off a California win. I was hoping he would have won Texas, and I was hoping he would have won that he would have won Florida, but obviously he lost out on those two to the fat ass. And if Biden had won both of those states, then his path to the presidency would have been clear. He would have, right now, Biden holds a 248 to 214 electoral vote, electoral college vote count. So he needs to win Pennsylvania and Michigan to be able to win the presidency. If Biden wins, wins Pennsylvania, he will be awarded 20 electoral votes, which puts him at 268. And if he wins Michigan, that gives him 16, which puts him at 284. So hopefully he can win those two. And then Trump's trying to stop the electoral votes because he knows that Biden's edging closer to that win. So what Cheeto's trying to do is cheat. So he's trying to cheat Wisconsin, and I mean, not Wisconsin. Biden won Wisconsin yesterday, but he's trying to cheat Michigan and Pennsylvania because he's trying to get the votes to go to him, and that's not how this works. Okay. I think they just said that Biden won Michigan, so that's going to be 16 right there. Let's see here. I'll show you in a minute here. Let's see, I'm trying to keep track of all this, though. Okay, that's still ongoing, but they're thinking that Biden might win it. If he does, it's good. But there are states, these are the states that Biden won yesterday. He won Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. Those are the states that Biden won yesterday. And then these are the states that Trump won. Trump won Alabama. Of course, I knew they would. They're inbred states. So I kind of figured they would vote for him. Arkansas, Florida. Yeah, Trump won the inbred state of Alabama. He won Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Indiana. Indiana is a diehard Repug state. I kind of figured they would go for him, even though every Republican that's ever been in Indiana has never fucking fixed anything in their life. And Indiana's so ass backwards anyway in their fucking rules. Then he won Iowa. Then Trump won Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana. He won Maine's second district. Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming, and those are the states that Trump won. But we're still waiting on the outcome of Michigan and Pennsylvania, because those will determine who wins the presidency. Now, if Biden wins, like I said, Michigan, that gives him 16 electoral votes, and then he would only need 6 to be able to win, because Michigan's only accounts for 16 of the electoral votes, and California has the most with 55, which is why Biden is so close in the electoral votes right now. And then Trump tried to cheat yesterday by declaring himself victor, when nobody has the right amount of votes to declare themselves winner yet. I said, you can't declare yourself a winner when you only have 214 votes when you need 270. And Biden's been up mostly the whole damn time in the electoral votes. So neither one of them can count. Neither one of them can declare themselves victory until they reach the 270 that's required to be president. But like I said, we're just gotta hope and hold on, and hopefully Biden can pull this off, because I would be pissed if they cheat to try to win this.
Yep, he just won it. Biden, he just won Michigan. Now he needs 6 more votes.
He's up to 264, so he needs six more votes for the electoral college. He just won Michigan. They're still counting Pennsylvania. So if he wins Pennsylvania, he wins the presidency. No, he needs six more. He's up to 264 right now. So he needs six more electoral votes. Okay, it is official. Biden has just won Michigan, so now he's up to 264 in electoral votes. That means he only needs six more. And they're still waiting on the outcome of Pennsylvania. So if he wins Pennsylvania, he wins the presidency. So if he wins Pennsylvania, then he wins the presidency. And, of course, my mom's here, so you can hear her talking a little bit in the background, but obviously I'm trying to ignore her when I'm doing my podcast here. Now, we already know that with Trump losing, all the sycophants that support him are going to riot tomorrow. So all the repug sycophants that support Trump are going to be coming out of their trailer with their guns and everything and try to have a dick waving contest. But even with Biden winning the presidency, and now Biden has just won Wisconsin. He won Wisconsin yesterday. So with him winning Michigan, that's good, because now he gets the 16 votes, and now we're still waiting on the outcome of Pennsylvania. That's the last one that has not been called. So, I guess we'll wait and see here. Where the fuck is my shit at? Oh, right here. I was doing some running around earlier because I had to take something to a friend of mine. I was trying to be nice to a friend of mine the other day, because it's kind of bad enough to think about it, and I wish I could do more. I have a friend that lives in Indiana himself. His name is Mark. And Mark is basically, he fixes cars for a living. So people take their cars to him and he does a little bit of work, and they pay him for the work, and they pay him what they could afford at the time. Sometimes people will pay him $50 to $60 to $70 for working on their cars, and he does it. So he can have some money. The other day, they had to call off his house phone, because they don't have enough money to pay for it. Well, him and his sister don't. Him and his sister live together, and along with the one other brother. I think there was Mark and his brother Matt, and then his sister Gloria, and then their nephew Tony lives on the property. Tony is Gloria's son, but they all live on the property, so there's four of them. But I feel kind of bad for Mark, because they had to cut off his phone bill. They got no running water in the house because they can't afford to pay for the water bill. They got no lights in the house because they can't afford to pay the electricity bill. And then they can't afford to pay for the heater because they got no money to pay for the heating. And since winter is coming, I felt kind of bad, so I loaned them a generator. And, of course, I was being nice the other day when I loaned him the generator. And then the generator part broke, so I was in his area today to drop off the package for the parts ordered. So now I gave him the parts for the generator to fix. And hopefully they can fix it up and get the heater running again for the winter time when it comes up, so they don't freeze their ass off for the winter. But Mark right now, is the only guy, other than his brother Matt, bringing in money. Mark works on cars for a living, and then Matt, then the brother Matt, he's got Down syndrome, but he still knows how to drive, he still knows how to do this and that, and he makes money by cleaning people's driveways. for when it comes to rain, and to, I mean, not when it comes to rain, but snowing. So he shovels people's driveways for when it comes to wintertime. And he also, during the summertime when it's really nice out, he will mow grass to get paid for that too. Now their sister, on the other hand, Gloria, has took a big hit on income because she's a caterer. So she does a lot of catering events, and because of this pandemic going on, they stopped all the catering events, so she's lost a lot of her income. So Gloria and Tony are relying on whatever income that Mark brings in and Matt brings in from what they do. And then, like I said, it's going to be talked about all day today. Of course, now I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but it's a possibility that when Biden wins the presidency today, because he needs just now they just need the electoral vote for Pennsylvania that declares him winner. If he wins it, which I'm hoping he does, because we need him to be president. Now the only bad thing would be is that when Biden wins, more than likely Trump is going to run for president again in 2024, and we do not need that. Because he's already fucked up in the 4 years that he's already served now. We don't need another 4 years of fuck up with him running again 4 years down the line. My only complaint is that, yeah, I can understand why Biden should be president right now. But my only complaint is his age. He's 78 years old. Do we really need somebody who's 78? I'm more inclined to think we need somebody who's young, somebody who's in their 40s and 50s and might be around a long time. And because they're still counting also, because they're still counting on Pennsylvania's votes. Now we're just waiting on that. And then, like I said, if Biden wins it, then his path to the victory for presidency is clear. So let me, hold on, let me turn my TV on here, and I can get an idea of what's going on here. I was flipping back and forth between two or three different channels yesterday for news, trying to get an idea of what states are doing what. Like I said, it's running right now. It's running neck and neck. Biden just won Michigan. Now we're waiting on Pennsylvania. And then, like, I need to get a new phone. So my phone is actually being a piece of shit right now. It won't properly charge right. So I gotta get another phone for that. Hopefully, I do. Not necessarily. If he lost Michigan, then he'd be. If he had lost California, he'd be fucked, because California makes up a majority of the electoral votes. Biden is getting closer and closer to the college win. If Biden pulls off the win in Michigan, well, he already won Michigan. Now they're still waiting on the vote count for Pennsylvania. If Biden wins Pennsylvania, he wins the presidency because he's so close to the electoral count votes that he needs already. Yep. So like I said, Biden needs to win Pennsylvania. So now it shows Trump winning Pennsylvania And that puts, and there's still, right now it shows Trump with a 6-point lead, with the 6-point lead in Pennsylvania. But now we're just waiting on what's going on right now to see. I was hoping they would have called it yesterday, but obviously that didn't happen. And I'm disappointed because I'm disappointed that Indiana keeps voting Repug when they don't fix anything. I said our roads are shit. There's no jobs coming in out in Indiana, and they keep voting Republican every fucking year. I kind of figured that it wouldn't happen yesterday, but they also had the Senate seats going up, and the Democrats were trying to win the presidency and take back the Senate, but obviously, almost everybody who was a Republican in Senate won their seats yesterday. Susan Collins maintained hers. Moscow Mitch still won his, and then a few others won. There's like Joni Ernst and everybody else. I still can't figure out how the fuck can Kentucky keep voting for that fucking, for fucking Moscow Mitch when he has never fixed anything in Kentucky? He's been there 50 fucking years, and has he done anything for the Kentuckians? Fuck no. But they still keep voting for the fucking idiot. But obviously that's like, they're too far of a lost cause out there. And then I, of course, since I did all my running around, I had to go to my friend Mark's house. Then I went to my Uncle Orville's house to pick up some stuff. And then, because I was hungry and I haven't really ate much all day today, I stopped over at Panda Express. It's like a knockoff of a Chinese restaurant. And got my orange chicken, which is, an orange chicken is a very popular thing that's sold in China. And they kind of have their Americanized version, so that's what I'm eating, orange chicken for dinner. But if he loses California, he's fucked because of that. California makes up 55% of the electoral vote. So if Biden wins Florida, he automatically gets 55 electoral votes. And so since Biden is so close to winning, Trump is trying to call off Michigan and Pennsylvania because those two states are crucial to Biden winning. Yeah, I watched a couple videos yesterday, or actually this morning, where Trump was trying to claim victory. And basically, if you think about it, you can't claim victory unless you have 270 electoral college votes. And Trump tried to declare premature victory, and he claimed if it showed him leading, that he would claim victory. And even with Biden being close to being the victory person, and Biden's going to be our next president anyway because of how he is in the electoral votes. He's already won Michigan, now we've got to wait on Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is still counting, that's the last state that we need to hear about. So as long as he pulls out that Pennsylvania win, then he'll get like and it's still counting up. Now that, the thing hasn't gone through yet for Biden winning Michigan, but they already said he won it. But it still hasn't updated on my phone yet, so we're going to leave that out. And I don't particularly much like Biden anyway, but I went and voted yesterday. And this is actually the first presidency that, when it comes to voting for presidents, this will be the first time that I ever voted for a president, because I've never voted for a president before. I did vote in the midterm elections back about 2-3 years ago, and that was the first time I ever voted. And And just to let my fans know, I am not, when it comes to the political parties, I don't support the Democrats or Republicans. I only voted for Democrats this year because it guarantees that it would get Trump out of office. I don't support either party. I've looked at a lot of the policies that Democrats want, and I've looked at a lot of the policies that Repugs want, and I have yet to really agree with any of them. There are two policies that I do agree with when it comes to the Democrats for this year. Biden wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That I agree with, because a lot of people don't make enough money as it is to support their family or pay bills. So $15 an hour minimum wage would be acceptable. Also, Biden wants to raise the SSI. He wants to raise the SSI to he wants to raise the cost of living adjustment to 125%, which means anybody who's getting an SSI check, like my mother, would get a $200 increase in their check if the 125% passes. That I'm all in favor of. Now Trump, on the other hand, wants to get rid of the Social Security, and he wants to get rid of Medicaid. He wants to get rid of pre-existing conditions. Now you're gonna, and then my fucking dumbass uncle who supports Trump is gonna try to get me, was trying to get me and my mom to vote for Trump, and we both said no. And he's going on about all this prosperity that we've had under Trump. I'm like, what prosperity? Because there fucking hasn't been any. There hasn't been any prosperous thing that's happened under 45. And the 45 sycophants are so far gone that no matter what you tell them, they're still gonna bounce up and down on his dick no matter what. But I am happy that Biden is in the lead for the electoral vote, but let's see if they can keep it. If you remember back in 2016, the election results didn't go as people had planned. People were expecting Hillary to win, but then she ended up losing to the fat ass 45. Now, I didn't cry, as some people do when something doesn't go their way. I didn't cry. I accepted the election results of 2016, even though I wasn't happy about Trump winning, because I knew that he was a piece of shit and that he would fuck people over, which he has a history of doing. But I already knew that that Cheeto is the only squatter to basically win the Electoral College, but he won the Electoral College but lost a popular vote. And there has been only one president who was a Republican that won both. 99% of the time, the Republicans will win the Electoral College, but they will lose the popular vote. Why? Because they don't have any popular policies. Their policies fucking suck. Their policies are not really well favored with anybody. That's why they always lose the popular vote, because they don't have any good policies. Their only policy is fuck the Democrats, hate them until you die. Basically, that's their only fucking policy that they have. I said, and how good is that? But I think that's all we really need to get to cover today, because there really isn't much else for me to cover. But like I said, we're still hanging in there, trying to hope for who will win. And it looks like Biden is getting closer and closer. So that's all we need to wait on and see who wins that. But I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast, and I'll be back probably within a few more days after everything is done, and then to talk about what people think. But see you guys soon.